and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a Cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
Good morning and welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. My name is Sherry Doherty and I have the honor of being your host every Monday at 10 a.m. when we talk about how to find your way home, which looks very different for everybody. Today, I'm excited to have another guest in the studio with me. But just before we do that, because they are hot off the presses, I wanted to share the local real estate market statistics, and I'm just going to zoom in on a couple of important points that people are often interested in. So I'm going to talk about the Kingston and area larger region first, and then I'll zoom right down into Kingston. But remember, the Kingston and area larger area can pretty much go from Napanee all the way out to Gananoque and north up to Highway 7. In the month of March, because that is the latest statistics available, in the month of March, there were 178 homes sold in that area, and that was actually down 12% over March 2025. So if you have heard that we're in a buyer's market, there are some statistics to back that up. If you are looking to purchase something, now is a great time because you are in the driver's seat. There is less competition. We are about to get into military house hunting season in our region, though, so there will be a lot more buyers coming out very soon. The average house price in that larger region is $572,298, and that is essentially flat over this time last year. So even though there's less demand, the price has remained stable. There were 607 new listings, which is up 82% over February 2026. Now, there is a normal seasonal jump at that point in time, but that is a little high. And like I talked about, we are in a high inventory period. There are 970 active listings in the larger Kingston and area region, and the average days on market are 25. So like I've spoken about before, during the COVID times and the market frenzy, that was about 1 day on market, and right now we're sitting on average at 25. So zooming right into Kingston specifically, there were 116 units sold in March 2026, and that's actually down 9% over March 2025, and up though 18% over February. So we are seeing our seasonal uptick, but that uptick is on a lower base than it was in March of 2025. The average household price that sold in Kingston specifically was $584. And that in Kingston, though, is down 13% over March 2025. So the larger region is flat, but Kingston is actually down 13.7%, so almost 14%. And that is, though, up 0.6% over February. So again, some seasonal variances. There were 343 new listings in Kingston specifically, which is up 7% over March 2025 and up 71% over February 2026. Again, there is a lot of inventory if you're looking to purchase something. There are 497 active listings in Kingston proper, and that is down almost 5% over March 2025. So Kingston's got a little bit more activity. It looks like the wider wider region is what is a little bit slower, and that is up 17% over February 2025, with an average days on market in Kingston specifically at 22.5, which is up over 18 in March 2025. I know that's a lot of statistics, but if you had your pen handy and you were jotting them down, the important ones that people in Kingston specifically always want to know is what's the average house price? So that's 584. And how long will it take to sell my house? And right now it is about 22 and a half days. With that, I am very excited to welcome my guest in the studio today with me. She is a friend and a colleague, and we collaborate on projects together. But I am most fascinated and was interested the first time I even heard what she did. Her name is Tammy Watson, and she is the Canadian Handywoman. Welcome to the studio, Tammy.
Good morning, Sherry. Thanks for so much for having me here.
I'm really excited to share with the listeners who you are, what you do, what your why is, and how you help people in home ownership. And I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but you're not just there because you want to go fix things in people's houses. You want to give them the skills to also help them fix them themselves in the future.
Absolutely. I love building confidence.
Right. That's beautiful. Thing. Okay, so jumping right in, please tell us as much as you are comfortable to share about who you are, what you're doing today, what led you to here, and your big why.
Yeah, I'm Tammy. I raised my family in Durham region, and I had a really good job as a provincial investigator. And I loved that job until I didn't. And I was a sandwich generation child. So I had an elderly mother living with me, and my three children who were in college.
And that's a lot.
It was a lot. and my wife's mother was just around the corner, also quite elderly.
Okay.
And in 1 year, both of our mothers passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then my three children, who I had three under three, so they're quite close in age. They were kind of on their second and third courses in college because they weren't really sure what they wanted to do at that point. Mm-hmm. So we kind of looked at each other and said, you know, this just isn't working anymore. So in 2018, we 2019, we decided to move to our cottage full time, which was in North Frontenac.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Up by the Bon Echo Provincial Park area. Mm-hmm. Really, really small hamlet. And so that's what we did. You know, like we both had high pressure jobs. My wife was a PSW, and me being in law enforcement, It takes a toll out of you. So we moved up to that area and absolutely loved it. The quiet was just serene. The darkness was as deep as you could imagine.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You're right.
And you know, like country time is a different beast up there. A few months after settling roots, and so we sold everything in Oshawa, and we were full time up in North Frontenac. I had
just the two of you, not the
just
kids.
Just the two of us. It was a very small.
That sounds lovely.
Our 80-year-old home, where utilities were an afterthought. So I actually spent a lot of time getting that home ready to be livable.
Okay.
And while doing it, I realized just how handy I was, and I always knew I was. I've always had a mechanical inclination and loved tools. I won the shop award back in 1986 in high school. So I've always had that drive and a really cool tool collection. And after a few months of living up there, I realized when I left the government, I actually quit. So I had to pay a bill, and I didn't have a pension to pull on. So we had to start earning money somehow.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I decided to take what I was doing at my own home for other home and cottage owners in the area.
Okay.
And that's how Canadian Handywoman was formed in 2020. Just before the pandemic.
You had to do something.
I had to do something.
This was before the pandemic?
It was just before the pandemic that I
started. Okay, so you have this great idea, and then you can't go see humans.
I had this great idea.
Right.
And my idea was I covered a niche that was really not up there, and that's the small job.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of builders up there that would build cottages for you.
Okay.
But there was no one who could help you with the small jobs, whether you didn't have the knowledge how to do it, whether you weren't there because of the amount of cottages, people just weren't around, or whether you knew how to do it and just didn't have the time or the inclination, I would do it. So whether it's fixing a hole in the wall or hanging pictures, anything really.
Right.
And It was a hit. It was an absolute hit.
Oh, as it should be, yes.
One thing I realized, though, is that most of my clients were actually women who were tired of, not tired, but they wanted to learn this.
Right.
And that's one thing that they didn't have a trust factor. And I was able to provide that trust for them. And it was more, I was offering more than just handy woman service.
Right.
I was also explaining to them why, what I was doing, how I was doing it, and giving them an opportunity to learn it as well.
Right. I think it's great. And I do. So Tammy is one of the people that I put on the DIY Like a Girl workshops with. And we have found that there are so many women in home ownership on their own for any number of reasons. They could have worked their butts off and got their own homes. They could have become divorced. They could become widowed. It could be two women living in the household. And our dads didn't teach us about changing furnace filters or when to check the CO2 detector, or any of those things. And also, I know that a lot of women who are in that circumstance aren't comfortable having a male handy person come in their house. So even like when my mom, when she was widowed, she lived in her home alone and someone would have to come and clean the furnace or something. And she wasn't comfortable having the, you know, the furnace repair guy come in as a, say, 80-year-old woman by herself. Yep. So I'm sure you bring great comfort to that.
I do. Most,
safety,
most of the
security.
People, most of the people, they don't want a contractor. They just want clarity.
Right.
And you know, like that's why I started offering the Meet Your Home. It's like, this is explaining to you, this is all the filters that you have, and
oh,
this is why you should replace your filters.
Right.
And I show them how to do it.
Okay,
so it's like why and how.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can make their informed decision of whether or not they want to do it.
Right. Okay, that's really interesting. I like that a lot. You do offer a number of different services. So do you want to explain what some of your options are that you offer to people?
Well, I started off with doing the jobs.
Yep.
Like the most common types of repairs that I would get would be kind of the annoying but the important stuff,
mm-hmm.
like a leaky faucet.
Okay.
That was kind of, you know, like the big, whether the toilet was running or you had that constant drip. Loose handles on your doors, on your cupboards, mm-hmm. those were always things that kind of people would call me for. And then there was another list of, I can live with it, but I've just been putting it off.
Right.
Whether it's a hole on the wall, whether it's that picture that's sitting on the floor that's not up, whether it's a shelf that you wanted to hang, that's kind of the stuff that's been put off. And then there was another category where I don't really understand it.
Okay.
And that's like the under the sink stuff. You know, like where does this drain actually go to and why is it shaped like that? Or, you know, like what's this noise?
I just learned the difference between a P-trap and an S-trap last week from you guys.
Absolutely. Yep. So those are the common household chores that I would do. And you know, like I can come in and do them for you, or I can come in and show you how to do them.
Right.
And again, it's just what your level of comfortability is. And you know, like sometimes it's knowing, I offer a workshop. So I do workshops as well. And
right.
One of them that I do is introducing you to how to repair your sink.
Okay.
And I showed what a cartridge, like if you have a lever faucet now, chances are it's got a cartridge that controls the water. And if that cartridge starts to fail in a certain way, it's got to be replaced.
Okay.
Fun fact, if you have Moen, chances are that cartridge is going to be free.
Oh, that is a fun fact.
So it's just the cost of the repair.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies that was in attendance, kind of like her jaw dropped and she said, someone just charged me $300 to change that faucet.
Oh,
or
ouch.
Not the faucet, the cartridge.
Right.
And
oh.
She's like, that's all it was? It's like, that's all it was.
Ouch.
And you know, like $300 is actually not an unheard of price.
Right.
But knowing, now that she knows that, she could make an informed decision on mm-hmm. whether or not she wants to charge that amount
mm-hmm.
or be charged that amount.
So I'm going to brag on you a little bit because I am very proud of you as my friend, but you recently won a pitch competition in Toronto, and there is a path to where I'm going with it mm-hmm. is I know that you got some of the funding from that. Flash forward ahead, she won, but I'll let her tell you, to help build your own workshop.
Yeah.
So can you tell us that story about the pitch competition and how you ultimately won?
Yeah, it was wonderful. So I've been a member of the We Can community, which is a Queens partnership that is unfortunately ending this May, but it's been going on for the last 6 years. And Carrie Ramsey has been an important part of it.
Fantastic.
And she's been important in me building my business. And one thing that she did was she's a great network person. And she got me on to something called Startup Canada.
Okay.
And Startup Canada helps entrepreneurs across Canada in all different levels. And they were running a program called the Equal Slice Pitch Competition.
Okay.
Put on by Pizza Hut Canada.
Mm-hmm. And that's a clever name.
Basically,
for Pizza Hut.
So companies from across Canada could each put in a pitch on why you should win $10,000.
Okay.
And it started off by just putting in a paragraph of, you know, why you think you should win. And then you get shortlisted. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to get shortlisted. So I had to provide more than just a short paragraph, but, you know, like actually why I should be chosen. And filled in a large form to qualify all the information that I was saying, and I made the shortlist again.
Oh, boy.
So there were 50 contestants from across Canada that were invited to Google head office in downtown Toronto. And it just like a Dragon's Den type of it was just like the Dragon's Den.
Right.
And we had 3 minutes to pitch to them why we should get this $10,000.
No pressure. In 3 minutes.
So of the 50 people, that day, this all happened in one day, they were shortlisted to 10.
Okay.
And the 10 people then had to go on stage and do this pitch again in front of a huge audience on the main stage at Google headquarters downtown Toronto in just 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm not a professional pitch person. The people that were there were incredibly, you know, like honed and just dived right in to their pitch. But my story was I wanted to renovate. So we just moved to Quinney West.
Okay.
We had just moved to Quinney West. Mm-hmm. And my workspace was non-existent.
Okay.
And I wanted to build my workspace to create a community for women to come and have a safe space to be able to learn how to use tools, to ask the simple questions. And I needed money to help me do that.
Right.
And after the pitch was said and done, I was one of the 5 people that won the $10,000 cash
prize. That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. You should be so proud of yourself.
I was. It was an incredible ride.
Like a big life moment.
It was.
Yeah, that's incredible. So now you have taken that, and I believe, didn't you just launch your workshop?
Last week. I finished my space last week. It was absolutely fun. Like, it was it's a double car garage that I've, and every time you give a thing of don't do this to your garage, I cringe.
Oh, right.
It's like, I did that to my garage.
That's true.
Resale value.
That.
But it can be quickly
undone.
Undone. And I've got room for just 8 women per session.
That's so good, because I you get lots of attention.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. It's about hands-on opportunity to use a drill, to use a hammer, to how to lay vinyl flooring, how to patch a drywall, how to change the sink faucet. If you want to build stuff, I love making picnic tables. We can make a picnic table, we can make an Adirondack chair, or we can make a spice rack.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Yeah, so it's all set, and I've started the workshop. So I do, this is taking place in the Quinty West area.
Okay.
But I also...
It's worth the drive.
It is. But we do provide workshops here in the Kingston area with you.
Yeah,
and
we
Nancy
have been,
Pike
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that for you. And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that this is just something that's continuing to grow more and more and more because, like I said, you kind of evolved from... you know, doing handiwork for people to realizing it would be more valuable to teach them, to empower them, and then even broadening it further to like, let's really take this to the next level and give people real hands-on experience in a safe environment because they're maybe practicing caulking in your workshop versus on their real bathtub.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's always a fun thing.
It is. And you know, like when you're with a person who might be teaching you, whether it's a family or a friend, I hear it all the time. It's like, well, here, let me just do it for you.
Oh, yeah. I even know that I'm guilty of that, not as it relates to doing tools or things like that, because I can't do that. But even cleaning the house, I'm like, I'll do it better. Don't worry about it, right?
Yeah.
Which is not helpful. But that is okay, right? So yeah. I do love that for you. So we are in spring, And I know there's a million home maintenance things that should be done around spring. So what are the top things that you would share with people that are important to take a look at, particularly after we've come out of such a harsh winter? Mm-hmm. I can tell you stories upon stories, even my own personal one about houses with water in the basement right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's house has water in the basement right now.
You know, this winter was wicked for something that happened to more houses than I've ever seen ever before in I don't know how many winters.
Okay.
Ice damming.
Okay. Okay. So first of all, explain to people what that is.
So when you have snow on the roof, if you have a nice airtight, you know, like you're not losing heat through your roof, which most, you know, like a lot of homes don't.
Right.
Your snow will melt gradually and nothing will come of it. If it melts too quickly, it becomes the water will refreeze typically. Like it doesn't get warm enough to really mm-hmm. melt, but we had just the temperatures that happened and the type of precipitation we had.
Yeah.
We had a lot of thaw freeze cycles. Mm-hmm. So we had all of a sudden ice building up right around your eaves troughs.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
that's called ice damming.
Okay.
You typically see that in a home that has poor insulation.
Okay.
You know, like if you see, if you don't have snow on your roof when everyone else does, that's something that you
should
stop.
That means your heat's going straight out your roof.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. you want your roof to be covered. But okay. So since we had a lot of homes that had ice damming, not for heat loss reasons, but just for natural, you know, evolution of winter this year, there can be some ramifications happen for that. So the ice can get under your soffit and raise things. Mm-hmm. It can cause your eaves troughs to not hold water properly. It can cause leaking that you might not notice until there's actual damage.
Right.
So on these rainy days, take a look outside, walk around your home, go clockwise and then go counterclockwise because mm-hmm. you might see a problem one way, but not the other way.
Okay. There's interesting.
That's a life lesson in
that
anything,
is a
right?
good smart lesson.
So really look at, make sure that the water is flowing the way it's supposed to flow.
And which is away from the house.
Which is away from the house. So you want it to go.
I learned that a lot too.
Right. So you want it in your eaves troughs to go all the way to the downspout and then down your spout and you know, like at least 6 feet away from the foundation.
Right. You know what we have right now? We had a water issue this winter as well. And we currently have basically what looks like a blue pool hose running out of the side of our house down the driveway, kind of constantly because it's all still thawing and whatnot. And it's pretty ugly. However, we aren't getting the full proper repair done until we know that the ground is thawed. And literally we went this weekend from 20 degrees back to 3. Yeah. So I'm really happy that my husband decided not to repair it yet because I don't think it's ready to be repaired.
Yeah. No, and there's, we like to think that, oh, it's spring, it's warm, but you know, like there's a lot of communities around us that are suffering with flooding.
Yeah.
Because it's just the temperatures are so wonky right now.
I know, crazy, right? Yeah. Okay, what would be another thing that you would recommend people look at?
Control first. So like you really want to know your systems. You want to know in your home the important things that you need to turn off. So mm-hmm. if there is an emergency, how do you turn off your water?
Okay.
How do you turn off your electricity? How do you turn off your gas or like your heating system? So those are kind of the top things that you want to know. For your spring checks, again, look around your home for water damage. But then you also want to look for caulking cracks around your doors and around your windows. One thing that we have here in Quinney West that I haven't had in any other home are box elder beetles.
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Oh, I never dealt with them before. Oh, they are not
I was in
fun.
A house recently. They were everywhere.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about them.
I was going to say, how do you get rid of them?
You try and keep them out of your home. And the way that they will get into your home is through cracking in your caulking. So, you know, a caulking has a lifespan. Your home is a mechanical device, and all mechanical devices have a life expectancy, including caulking. So if you see any cracks, remove it and fill it up properly with the proper caulking. Hmm. So that would be your number one. So check around your windows and doors. Like when the weather changes, wood will expand and contract and you might get gaps where you didn't know them before.
Right.
And that's kind of a common thing. You know, like you want your home to be able to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbing, check under your sink for slow leaks. You know, like that's kind of a thing is you may not notice if you've got a lot of cleaning agents underneath
the sink. There's stuff under there.
Right.
All my cleaning supplies are under there.
Yeah, like, you know, take a quick peek, you know, maybe a little spring clean and just make sure that everything is still strong and sound under there.
Okay, that's good.
You know, like, and when you turn on your outdoor taps, really check first. Like, just don't turn on the water on the inside and say, ooh, everything's okay. Go out to your spigot and make sure that, you know, like, there was no damage, because it can be so easy when you turn off your water in the winter that maybe it didn't get evacuated properly.
Right, okay.
So, you know, like, checking your hoses and the bib to make sure that it didn't get a crack over the winter.
Okay, that makes good sense.
And change your filters.
Yeah, yes.
Can't you know, like, say it enough that whether it's your water filter or your furnace filter, they have to be changed regularly.
Okay. And would that be something good to do either on the time changes, or is that too infrequently?
It depends on the filter.
Okay.
So, you know, like, really go by your manufacturer's warranty or manual.
But okay.
Like, you know, like, if you have a 1-inch furnace filter, that should be changed every month, winter and summer, because you use your furnace for your air conditioner probably.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So definitely that wants to be changed.
Okay.
I think what can be done with the clock changes are your dryer vents. Your outside dryer vent is something that, you know, like, you want to make sure that there's no buildup of lint as well.
Yes. Often there's lots of things in there.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think that with the home maintenance, you want to make sure that you don't wait until something breaks. You want to do it on your time, not on its time.
Not on repair time.
Exactly.
Right. I love that. We're getting close to the end, and I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to share some of the other amazing things that you're working on and let people know how they would get in touch with you. So what do you have coming up for 2026 in Tammy's world?
Well, something really cool that happened. I was actually approached by Harrowsmith magazine.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure a lot of the listeners in this area is familiar with Harrowsmith, because, yep, it kind of had its roots here. This year is their 50th anniversary for being a publication. There was a change in publishers, you know, dozen so years ago, but it has been a continuing publication all that time. And I'm now the home and farm editor for Harrowsmith.
Congratulations.
Magazine. Thank you.
That's amazing.
So this summer will be my first issue that I'll be in Harrowsmith magazine. So you can definitely get a good feel of you know, like, what I have to share. But just remember that confidence doesn't come from knowing everything. It comes from knowing what to do next. And,
right.
And that's kind of what I offer, you know, like, whether it's helping you through your home, or you can book a confidence call with me and we can dive into a particular topic that you may want to discuss. I also have something called a Handy Woman Hangout, where it's a monthly online virtual space. All this can be found at my website, CanadianHandyWoman.com, and people can reach out to me through my email, which is info@CanadianHandyWoman.com.
Very cool. Okay. I love everything that you're doing. Are you allowed to share what your first article will be about in Harrowsmith, or is that
my
first top
article,
secret?
Nope. So we all know about learning libraries.
Yep.
The you know, the ones on a post office, like, you know, the outdoor learning libraries, mm-hmm, type of thing. Well, we're doing one for seed libraries. So,
oh, interesting.
This month, they're talking a lot about seeds in Harrowsmith. Mm-hmm. And so I show how to build a box that you can put in your community garden or on your front door if you want to share seeds or seedlings.
That's really cool. And what a nice way to, like, build community, literally build community. Yeah. That's a fabulous thing to do. I was thinking about something else you were talking about. Oh, I know. The one thing that I wanted to make sure we said to our listeners, because we said this at our most recent workshop, and when you were talking about confidence and knowing what to do, the most important thing is also knowing when to not do it.
Yes.
So we talked a lot about electricity.
Yep.
So don't touch your electricity.
Nope. Yeah,
that
sure
is absolutely
make sure
a certified electrician tactic, yeah, and thing that they need to do, so, and they all have to be ESA, yeah, standard.
Absolutely. I renovated my entire garage.
Okay.
It was a open slab, and I put new floors, new walls, new ceilings, new light fixtures. I did absolutely everything. Shiplap walls, beautiful. I built my workbenches. There's two things that I did not do in this building. I had it rewired by a certified master electrician.
Good. Okay.
Had all the permits pulled. And I also paid someone to do the spray foam insulation.
Oh, okay. Very smart as well. Yes. Yep. The electricity, we can't emphasize enough how important it is. I know that we can, you know, all kind of change like the plate on the wall sockets to be decorative or whatnot, but no one should mess with electricity. Absolutely. I'm also a little bit more nervous about plumbing. I know that you and some of the people we know have a little bit more skill in that, but it is also something that I feel like if there's ever a conversation in my household to my husband about like, we need to call a professional, it's about the plumbing. Water, because you do not need flooding, and about electricity.
Those are great topics.
All right. With that, I sincerely appreciate you hanging out with us today, Tammy. You are someone I admire and respect and love working with you, and I recommend that anyone else who needs assistance in this way also reach out to Tammy for her assistance. She certainly can empower you, and I'm using power with a big P so that she gives you the power as well to teach going forward. With that, I hope that everyone has a wonderful day finding their way home.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
How about stopping eating when I am full of That was Richard Ashcroft, former frontman of the British rock band The Verve, with the song Money to Burn from his 2000 debut solo album Alone with Everybody. Before him, we heard Alanis Morissette with Thank You, my favorite song of hers, which can be found on her 1998, I want to say sophomore album, supposed former Infatuation Junkie. Now, although for many fans it was her second album as the Canadian rock icon that she became, in reality, the teen pop version of Alanis that preceded the rock one had already released two albums prior to her breakthrough Jagged Little Pill. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to No Chords Barred, the 90-minute show that features music from the past 5 decades by mainstream, alternative, and independent artists from around the globe. I'm Donald Finnegan, the host of the show, and my goal in putting it together is primarily to introduce listeners to music and musicians they may have never heard before, but also to throw in some songs that, especially to some of us older listeners, that may have been somewhat forgotten. After that first set from the latter category, here's one from the former, starting with a Nashville-based singer-songwriter by the name of Caroline Carter. This is a song she released as a single in March of 2026, titled Jacob.
first time in a minute.
That was Nashville-based singer-songwriter Eden Joel, who happens to be the son of Phil Joel, the former frontman of the popular Christian rock band The Newsboys. We heard this song Pretending from Eden's 2025 debut EP, Dogpile. Before him was an alternative rock duo from Western Australia by the name of Old Mervs, with Parched, a song from their 2025 self-titled full-length album. And British alt-rock artist Fiona Lee with Not My Friends from her 2026 album Every Woman. Fort Worth, Texas-born and now Nashville-based Caroline Carter began the set with Jacob, a single she released in March of 2026. This is No Chords Barred with me, Donald Finnegan, and we'll take a short break and come right back with more music. Welcome back to No Chords Barred. For this next set, we'll begin with the Glorious Sons, a six-piece rock band from Kingston, Ontario. This is a song they released originally as a single in September of 2025, titled New Plan.
Old man, I can't believe you like the old me. I think you're walking around lonely, lonely. Thinking, old me, I'm dead tired. Sick of trying to stay inspired, 'cause I've been walking around on.